go to the spot, three W's. They're stylized W's in there. And you send it in and you can win a prize. Are there any advertisers that ever say to you, don't stick that W on my ad?
Yes, those are the very biggest ones when you're dealing with an ad agency. That it's
like
kind of a little bug. But the mom and pop people who advertise love it.
I kind of noticed, because I know it's like when you have Robert W. Baird in there, there's never a W on their ad. And
they already have a W, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They already got, but it's got to be the stylized W.
That's right.
You got to get this magazine. Go to is it ourwisconsin.com, you said?
Ourwisconsinmag.com.
Okay. Ourwisconsinmag.com. And I'll say that phone number again, 877-717-8925. And if you forget it, just call me here at the station. I'll get it to you. Mike Bino, talk to you in 2 months. I love hearing your stories. And don't rule out podcasts, okay? I'm telling you.
Okay, you go into printing. You know what a gatefold is.
That only because you told me. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful day. And enjoy that sunshine in Manitowish Waters, because we've got drizzle. Okay?
We will.
Bye-bye, Mike.
See ya.
All right. Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. It's 8:01. I think we've got some big news coming up here from CBS News now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's shaping up to be a drencher of a day in the southeast as Tropical Storm Debbie rolls through, dumping historic amounts of rain. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams is in Georgia.
We've had over 8 inches of rain from the storm so far. You can see it's still coming down, and that has flooded some streets here in Savannah. Debbie is still rotating around the southeast with the heaviest rain this morning over Georgia and on into South Carolina. Tomorrow, that center of circulation is going to move offshore. It's going to strengthen a bit, only to tropical storm, but it's still going to strengthen more than it is now. And then we expect that second landfall on Thursday.
We're expecting word from Vice President Harris today on the person she's chosen as a running mate. So far, not a peep from her campaign. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
CBS News has learned that Harris is not only looking for a governing partner, but someone who is qualified to be president and someone she has chemistry with. When they tour battleground states together this week, so will J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, will mirror their schedule with events of his own.
Today, that includes stops in Philadelphia. St. Louis is holding a primary, and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee has spent more than $8 million trying to unseat a progressive lawmaker. KMOX Radio, Sean Malone is in St. Louis.
Congresswoman Cori Bush faces Wesley Bell, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney who the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee has supported to the tune of nearly $9 million in ad spending. AIPAC had recently backed George Latimer, who primaried New York Congressman Jamal Bowman in June. Bush, like Bowman, has faced criticism for her position on the war in Gaza.
Feeling the pain of lost profits? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some advice after yesterday's major market losses.
Try to just say, take a deep breath. Don't try to make any big moves in these moments. Let that big guys do that, and gals, they can do it all they want. You're a long-term investor. Try not to muck around, because it will be a bumpy ride.
Markets have recovered some this morning. Dow futures are up 208. NASDAQ futures ahead 139. Google says it'll appeal a federal judge's ruling finding the company has held an illegal monopoly in the search engine department. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
They are paying billions of dollars to Apple, to Samsung, to say, make us the default search engine on your browser, on your smartphone. And that by doing that, they're boxing out the competition, that nobody else can basically scale up and compete with Google when it comes to that search engine capacity.
S&P futures are up 35. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties had a few power outages from last night's storms, while thousands were affected in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. We Energies attributes the outages to high winds, and they have crews working to restore power. Lamarion Blair, accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting, faces four new criminal charges after a jail fight in July. The incident involving Blair and another inmate was reportedly over money. The Kenosha County Board will vote on nominating Julia Robinson to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows Brian Thomas's resignation. Robinson, a former city alder and current County Board of Health president, was selected from 7 applicants. National Night Out events are being held across Racine and Kenosha tonight. The events are meant to foster community police relationships. And Frontier Airlines is reducing routes from Milwaukee's Mitchell International. That's impacting flights to several destinations, including Orlando, Fort Myers, and Raleigh-Durham. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games, we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We can burn.
School yearbook, because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. I look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! Go Gophers! And I love it. If you look in your high school yearbook, it's so great, because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to, like, call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like, I haven't talked to them since. Just call them up. Hey, Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day,
Miles, 1964, A Hard Day's Night. Oh, one of the greatest rock and roll movies ever. It's 810 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Here's some stories we didn't have at the top of the hour. Our Arizona police officer recently recognized by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, for his efforts to curb drunk driving, just arrested for DUI. And a man felt a sharp pain while eating his Taco Bell meal. It turns out it was someone's nose ring in his taco. That's disgusting. Anyway, news we didn't have at the top of the hour, but you got it now. I've got the 11 spoonfuls, Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song now. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate.
Tonight, celebrated WRJN local news and timeless hits. Planning a trip this summer? All right. Can help you out here. These are the things hotels don't want you to know about. You can't trust the drinking glasses in the room. I never have. The main goal of the cleaning staff is to make sure everything looks clean. So a lot of times, they use the same dirty rag to wipe down the glasses in every room. Yeah. Bed bugs, real concern. Doesn't matter if it's a cheap hotel or a five-star resort. They've all had them, and they can have them again. So never put your suitcase on the bed. Always check the corners of the mattress underneath the fitted sheet to see if they're there. My wife does that all the time. She pulls back the blanket real fast to see if they're there. People die in hotels all the time. One guy claimed it happened almost in half of the beds at a dingy place where he used to work. He says it obviously depends on the type of hotel you're staying at, though. You know, if you take a cruise, people die on cruises all the time. They have a morgue on the cruise ships because a lot of, you know, seniors, older people take cruises and, you know, things can happen. So they have a morgue on the cruise ships. They don't have a morgue in hotels, but still. On that cheery thought, it's 8:18. It's going to be cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 70. A gradual clearing tonight. Low 65. Sunny and gorgeous tomorrow. Highs near 76. Right now, 66 degrees. Is it still drizzling out there?
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. Misty drizzle. Cloudy at Radio Park.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fortune fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. You need is love potion number 9.
They always play that song when the opposing pitcher at a baseball game is leaving the mound because he's taken out of the game. They always play that na-na, hey, kiss him goodbye. That's Steve at WRGN, local news, timeless hits. And who came up with this crazy idea? A couple had a wedding last month. They used an owl as the ring bearer. It wasn't a great idea because the owl flew away with the rings. Came back 7 hours later when everything was done. But who thought that was going to be a good idea, huh? 827 WRJN Radio. Cloudy, drizzly now. 66 degrees here at Radio Park. Looking for clouds and rain later today. Temptations. You got to see that Temptations movie. It was a two-parter, I think, for television. I think we have it on DVD. It's a really good movie. David Ruffin, boy, it was tough working with that guy when he was with the Temptations. And, of course, he did himself in. But it's a good movie if you ever get a chance to watch it. All right. A survey found the jobs people would really like to do if they quit their real job. The top five, starting a restaurant. Oh, that's a tough job. Running a bed and breakfast in another country, writing a novel, owning a bar, being a chocolate taster, and being a disc jockey on the radio. No, they didn't really say that. I put that one in. Nobody wants to be a DJ anymore. What's going on?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Selecting a new supervisor is on the Kenosha County Board agenda tonight. Julia Robinson has been nominated by the board president to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows the resignation of Brian Thomas. Robinson is a former City of Kenosha alder and current president of the county's Board of Health. 7 applicants were interviewed, including the wife of the guy that gave up the gig. If confirmed, Robinson will serve until the spring election. In Racine, night out events are being held at community centers, churches, and cop houses. In Kenosha, people will be gathering at schools and the Shalom Center. Tonight marks National Night Out, a community building event where local police departments engage with the community. At most places, there's food, music, and information about resources available to the community. And there are less local options if Disney is a destination. Frontier Airlines is cutting routes at Mitchell, impacting travelers to Orlando, Fort Myers, Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham. The changes are part of a larger national reduction by the airline. Other carriers are still serving most of those routes from Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
A couple months ago, I read about this guy in the paper who plunged to his death bungee jumping because his cord was 70 feet too long. 70 feet too long. It would actually make for a very good word problem, wouldn't it? Jim is about to bungee jump. The ground is 100 feet below Jim. What can the maximum length of Jim's bungee cord be when stretched? That must have been an uneasy feeling, huh? Free falling to the earth like that. You know, his last thought must have been, boy, this thing should be tightening up any second now.
Hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Poor Jim Croce. He never lived long enough to see any success whatsoever. He was going to a college campus to perform when his plane went down. And I think he only had one song out at the time. I Got a Name. I think that was the first song that he had. And the rest, you know, they were posthumously released on his album. That was kind of sad. All right. A new poll says these are the top little things we look forward to each day. And this is the real list. I'm not adding to it. I'm not faking it. Watching TV, eating dinner, going to bed, and listening to the radio. We actually look forward to that. I like it. Keep it going, all right? 837, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music. Just long and it's swinging. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We out here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go.
Like me, has he taken
any time
to share?
Famers, the Zombies, Time of the Season, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. By the way, WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races. Do your civic duty and be a voter. It's 843 WRJN. Mary Wells, My Guy. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy.
Every drop of rain is glad to fall. must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no man don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things.
Tops, ain't no woman like the one I've got. 849 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You know, people get into fights all the time. 25% of adults say, well, hold on a second. Let me get the story. I just lost it here a second ago. Okay. The average couple gets into four fights every week over insignificant stuff. All right. The most common stupid fights are about emptying the dishwasher, cell phone bills, and what to watch on TV. That's what they say. I'll add about 50 more to it right now. Who left the towel on the floor in the bathroom? Who didn't take the clothes out of the dryer? Who didn't shut the TV off? It goes on and on. Now, since there are only two people living in the house, when my wife says to me, who didn't take the clothes out of the dryer? There's only one suspect. I mean, who left the towel on the floor? Well, there was a neighbor coming by who took a shower. What do you mean? The guy who left it there. What do you mean who left it there? But yeah, insignificant fights over dopey things. Who left the porch light on overnight? Who didn't set the alarm? I can 50 of them. It's 850 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. WRJN.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really dream believer and a
Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Coming up next, Cindy Huber. Don't forget Paul Harvey and the rest of the story today at 12:05.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, and we begin with breaking news from Washington. The Associated Press, Reuters, and other reports say Vice President Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. In choosing Walz, she is turning to a Midwestern governor, military veteran, and union supporter who helped enact an ambitious Democratic agenda for his